This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has announced a half dozen executive actions aimed at addressing a proliferation of gun violence across the United States that he called an epidemic and an international embarrassment. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Enough.
The president says it's an epidemic.
And it's an international embarrassment.
Before a Rose Garden crowd, including relatives of those killed in the Sandy Hook and Parkland school shootings, he announced a half dozen executive actions, including tightening regulations on homemade ghost guns. But they fall far short of the sweeping gun control agenda he campaigned on. The president's urging Congress to move on background checks and other legislation.
Enough prayers. Time for some action.
Though the measures face slim prospects amid near-unified Senate GOP opposition. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Authorities have confirmed that former National Football League player Philip Adams fatally shot five people, including a prominent doctor, his wife, and their two grandchildren, before killing himself. At a news conference, York County Sheriff Kevin Tolson told WSOC authorities do not know why Adams killed five people before taking his own life.
There's nothing about this right now that makes sense to any of us, and that's why we're working so hard to try to get more information.
Tolson said evidence left at the scene of the shooting led them to Adams as a suspect. They went to Adams' parents' home, evacuated them, and tried to talk Adams out of the house. Eventually, they found him dead of a single gunshot wound to the head in a bedroom. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose last week to 744,000. Even as more people are vaccinated against COVID-19, consumers gain confidence, and the government distributes aid